The pre-game interview.
Metricon, Australia's number one builder, 8 years strong. We like to celebrate the successes of our own. And this afternoon, our very own Mark Neild, as coach of South Barwon, has guided them through to the GFNL Grand Final for the second time in as many years in charge at McDonald Reserve. And he's been good enough to take himself away from the revelry ahead of settling in to watch the Cats and the Lions to join us on K-Rock Footy. Neildy, Kingy, Cass and Troy Selwood talking to you. Firstly, from all of us here, congratulations. How are you feeling after getting through St Joseph's this afternoon at West Oval?
Firstly, thanks, guys. A really, really good day for our footy and netball club. Just a great experience. Everyone's pretty happy with themselves at the moment.
You've had to scrap your way from an elimination final as opposed to last year taking a more pleasant route, but does it feel really good that you've been able to win three cutthroat finals and scrap your way basically there? None of them have been pretty.
No, they haven't. Look, it's just grand finals are grand finals, Kingy, and they all have their different narratives. Doesn't matter what year it is, that's the way it goes. Yeah, it's been different, I think, Kingy, I don't know what the rest of the state's been like, but if you've lived in Geelong the last month, I reckon we've all become used to and accustomed to the wind, and playing footy on a Saturday afternoon for the last month has been that. Yeah, it's been a scrap. Contested footy's been really high, repeat efforts, all that type of stuff. Yes, it's a very nice feeling to get through.
Importantly, you set the tone. You obviously kicked with the aid of the breeze, but kicked three goals and opened up a little buffer, and you were able to keep Joey's at arm's length from that point on.
Yeah, we did, and that was really good. We did start pretty well. Joey's always in the contest, obviously. We might have kicked a couple of late goals. They're a really good footy club. Yeah, we had a couple of our injured players who were unfortunately unable to take the field, sent some video messages, and one of them was from a fella called Fraser DeRay, who you would know, Kingy, and he had one message for our captain, Matt Caldew, and Matt's copped a bit of grief because in one of the finals last year, I think the Alderman finally won the toss and kicked into about a 10-goal breeze. So he was told, Matt, if that thing falls the way you've called it, we're going with a breeze, mate.
Absolutely. He pulled the right rein there, Neildy. Thanks for knocking Joey's
out.
That's fantastic. I'm a bit disappointed, in fairness, but...
It was suck eggs.
Yeah, well, that's fair enough too. Once you win, you can gloat. I'm happy about that. I mean, you're on the fringes of the finals for most of the season. Did you get some players back? How do you go from sort of being maybe playing finals to suddenly into a grand final? What changed sort of in the last, maybe 6 weeks for the footy club?
Yeah, I think, Ben, we've gradually improved, I reckon, every game. Every game we played, every training that we've had as well. We showed some footage during the week of our last game against St Joseph's, and one of the comments came back from the players. I said, we don't even look anything like that at the moment, which is 100% true. But it's also the GFNL you don't play everyone twice. So we honestly believe that the ladder after round 18, although, look, hats off to St Joseph's, if you win 18 games in a row, that's absolutely awesome. But it's not a true reflection of the competition. You don't play each other twice. And I think this is the third year in a row where at least one of the people playing on grand final day has come out of the elimination final. And, like I said, ladder after 18, round 18 is not actually the true reflection on the season.
For Metricon, Australia's number one builder, 8 years strong. Speaking with our own Mark Neild, he's guided South Barwon into the GFNL Grand Final. Here's Troy Selwood on K-Rock Footy.
Big congratulations, Neild. I'm missing you up here in the box, mate. But moving to the Grand Final at GMHBA Stadium in an AFL venue, how does that look or potentially suit the Swannies?
Yeah, well, as you know, mate, coaches are like salespeople. We will sell ice to Eskimos. So I'll be telling our players that the best ground that we could ever turn up to play a grand final on is Gardenia Park. And I'm sure that Gary Hocking will be telling the Leopold boys that as well. I've got absolutely no idea. Hopefully we get to walk on it before if the Cats will let us on it, just so we can have a bit of a look. Because we've got nine teenagers. I don't know, some of them probably haven't even been to Gardenia Park. So I've got no idea.
Is there a redemption narrative that the media are going to play out this week, do you think, Neildy? And if the media plays it out, does it mean anything to you guys? Or considering what happened 12 months ago, we just move on and worry about what's ahead of us?
Oh, Kingy, that's a great segue for me to smack the media and talk about this. Some lazy journalists who won't research anything. I'll trot that out. It was trotted out, as Ben would say, when all whatever he says, Moses played centre four for Mount Sinai, whatever they probably spoke about it that day. So there's no doubt some of your learned or unlearned colleagues will trot that out. Let's be serious, guys. How can anything that happened 12 months ago in a different season when you're going to have about 14 different players on a different ground in different conditions actually have an impact? It's not going to happen.
How do you approach the week with another six-day turnaround?
Yeah, with a great excitement, Kingy. I'm going to go in here. I'm going to promote drinking alcohol responsibly. I'm going to sit down, watch the Cats smack Brisbane, and then I'll wake up in the morning. Sarah's away, so I'm home alone, and then I'll work out what next week looks like after that, if that's all right with you.
All right, very good. Just give us a couple of good players today who stood out in your mind.
Well, under-12s team effort. We'll start with that. I got no idea. I thought they all played really well. The backline boys were terrific. Goff and Driver played really well again. I reckon Doyle Madigan probably had a lot of the footy. He would have done that. Paddy Kelly, he's about 4'2" and he just cracks in. So Fraser Fort was no good, but he did. Tell you what, that's a good lesson. He had a day out last week, kicked 7 in a final, not too bad. He wouldn't have had 7 disposals this week. However, in the last quarter, we were kicking into the breeze and he missed the ball again, and one of their little Whippet St. Joseph's fellas picked it up and ran off, and he chased him down and he got a hold on the ball, and the bloke was that surprised that he threw his arm back and gave Fraser 50, put him on the goal line, and the game was done. So
yes,
might not be your day, but it can be your moment.
Yeah, absolutely. Neildy, congratulations. Will we see you next Saturday afternoon, or is it dependent on what happens next Friday at GMHBA?
Oh, no, I'll be there. Sal, I'll be there helping you. But look, Kingy, we might have a quick exchange of text messages early Saturday morning, because normally I drive the K-Rock chariot, and we'll just work on whether or not I'm driving. But I'll be there. We're going in the laneways for breakfast. That's our tradition at K-Rock. We love that. So the Cats will be there. I'll be there cheering the Cats on. Might bite me some extra serving of as much grease as I possibly can, I reckon.
Neildy, congratulations. Appreciate you taking the time to have a chat to us, and we look forward to GFNL Grand Final Day and AFL Grand Final Day. Well done.
Oh, absolutely. Go Cats. Go South.
Well done, Neildy. Well, good work.
Well done, Neildy.
I reckon we're going to have a bit of greasy food in the car on the way up.
I reckon.
Well, we go to
we have that anyway.
to Graves Lane for brekkie.
Oh, yeah.
No. Lock that in. Australia's number one builder 8 years strong.
I won't have to worry about going to that. I was thinking how I was going to sort of negotiate that, Kingy.
Right.
And
are you coming?
No, I won't be going to that. I have no interest in watching South Bowen or Leopold.
No.
Zero.
No. Brekkie on Saturday.
Yeah, I could do that. Yeah,
you're
I'll
in
be
that?
Fresh.
Yep.
Yeah, fresh.
Right. Start building in just 16 weeks with Metricon. Contact Metricon today.
The pre-game interview.